Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning again, Marnie. And by phone today, we have from the Tourism Center, University of Minnesota Extension Educator and Tourism Specialist, Cynthia Messer. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
So tourism in rural Minnesota, it really has a very positive economic impact, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Tourism is a leading industry in the state of Minnesota, and it impacts not only the metropolitan areas, but also our small communities across the state, from border to border, north, south, east, and west. The idea is that it's not just individual areas that are benefiting, but of course, any kind of economic benefit comes from a region, because our goal with tourism is to encourage visitors to stay longer, to partake in all of the different activities and amenities that our communities offer. And sometimes we need, as community members, to look at our communities a little differently to begin to understand how our guests and our visitors are looking at them. And so that's where the opportunity lies for small communities. The work that I do is helping communities to look at their community through fresh eyes and see the assets that they may have that could be attractors for visitors, but also could benefit the community from a quality of life standpoint. So, yes, balls of string and statues are important for bringing visitors, but equally important are going to be things like our natural resource amenities, certainly the increased interest in biking and recreational trails is an important part of many communities and is a great way of linking communities together. We see a lot of people out enjoying the scenic byways in the state of Minnesota. Again, another way of linking a series of smaller communities together. Visitors travel along these trails. They're going to hopefully see things, spend money, and get to know the people in those communities and the rich assets that they offer.
You know, Cynthia, that's a really interesting point you make, and it's one that's not an uncommon theme that we've had on this program, because a lot of economic development, whether it be tourism or manufacturing or anything, oftentimes in greater Minnesota requires more of a regional approach.
Well, and regional approach makes sense because we've probably all been visitors to areas during our lifetime. And when we go, one of the questions that is foremost in a visitor's mind is, what's there to do around here? So they sort of define the region. They're looking and are willing to perhaps travel from one community to another to go and see something interesting. So the advantage of working regionally and collaboratively is beneficial in greater Minnesota particularly.
Well, Cynthia, best wishes to you and the hard work that you're doing.
Well, thank you.
Cynthia Messer, she's a University of Minnesota Extension Educator, Tourism Specialist with the Tourism Center. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.